Global leaders of the United Methodist Church voted in February for what they call a traditional plan to ban homosexual clergy and same-sex marriage. The church's judicial council is meeting this week to make a final ruling. KUER's Stacia Eaton reports Methodists in Salt Lake City are eagerly awaiting that decision.
Early on a recent Sunday morning, some of Salt Lake's poorest residents filter in a side door to one of the city's oldest churches, First United Methodist downtown, and into the basement where Jim Ecker helps serve breakfast.
We've got people fixing French toast.
Ecker's a lifelong Methodist, and he's belonged to congregations in Georgia, North Carolina, and now this church. Twice a month, he volunteers here, serving some of the neediest in the city.
My view of Methodism isn't that I want to sit in the pew and be preached to. My view of Methodism is that I need to put it into practice.
He says he's stuck with the church because it's welcoming. But Ecker is gay, and he's worried the United Methodist Church is turning away from him with its vote to reject same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy, even if that's not what's embraced here in Utah.
I am married. I have a husband. I feel accepted at my church.
Upstairs in the church's sanctuary, the congregation is gathering for Sunday service. Reverend Elizabeth McVicker leads Ecker's church. She says First United Methodist is one of 17 in Utah.
The overwhelming majority of them are in favor of inclusivity of gay and lesbian people, doing same-sex marriages, ordaining gay and lesbian people.
McVicker, whose family immigrated from Myanmar, says the Methodist Church has historically been a safe haven for diverse members. Geeta Smith was born in India and adopted by two United Methodist school teachers at a time when Utah was less diverse than it is now.
I wanted to be white and blonde-haired and blue-eyed, not brown with black hair.
But she found acceptance at church.
The thing that kept me grounded as I was growing up was I was within walking distance of Hilltop United Methodist Church.
She's now the chair of the National Board of Directors for Reconciling Ministries Network, an organization that advocates for the LGBTQ community within the church. This week is a pivotal moment for the church. If leaders uphold the ban on LGBTQ pastors and same-sex marriage, it could split. This wouldn't be the first time. Southern Methodists broke off from the Northern churches over slavery in the 1800s, then reunited in 1939. Today, the church has 7 million members in the U.S. and 12 million globally, and therein lies the issue, says Ken Carter, president of the Council of Bishops of the United Methodist Church.
30% plus of our voting membership is beyond the United States. Were this a United States matter, the United Methodist Church would have been very consistent with likely with Lutherans, Presbyterians, Episcopal.
Most mainline Protestant denominations have already taken a stand on LGBTQ issues. Marie Griffith is a historian and the director of the John C. Danforth Center on Religion and Politics at Washington University in St. Louis.
There have been years of debate and discussion and of political wrangling over these issues for some time, and now it's really coming to a head.
Local members of First United Methodist Church are wrestling with the possibility of a split after February's vote, including Geeta Smith.
Many people are experiencing what happened as if it were a death in the family.
Smith hopes the church doesn't forget the teachings of Jesus.
That's the place where the church can still be the church in acts of compassion and reminding especially those people who were personally affected that they are loved.
As for Jim Ecker, he's contemplating the prospect of leaving the church he was born and baptized into.
Because at some point you want to be accepted fully, but you also want to be really true to yourself.
But he may not have to leave, says Reverend Elizabeth McVicker.
We will take the more inclusive route, whether it's within the existing denomination or whether we break off.
But she hopes it doesn't come to that. Stacia Eaton, KUER News.